and welcome to Alzheimer Speaks Radio. I'm your host, Lori LeBay, and I'm so excited that you're joining us today. We are going to have a fascinating conversation, as usual, as we learn from people all around the world at all ages and stages of life. Stay tuned as we shift our dementia care from crisis to comfort.
Here we go. What you think about?
Well, hi, everyone, and welcome to Alzheimer Speaks Radio. I'm your host, Lori LeBay, and I'm thrilled you can join us today. We are going to be talking about how the heck do you find a care partner? If you're a family member looking for someone to help, or if you are a business, it's really, really hard to hire somebody these days. And we've got somebody who's come up with a solution to that problem. But before I introduce you to our guest, I always like to give a couple of shout outs. One, I just encourage people to go to alzheimerspeaks.com, check out all of our free educational resources. Also go to dementiamap.com, which is our global resource directory. And then I want to give a shout out to Lorenzo's House. Every year they do a youth summit, and that is coming up in June. You can go to lorenzoshouse.org for more information. And then I hear so many people struggling. I do some support groups, which you can find information on those on the website as well. But I hear people struggling with sundowning. And there's a company called Twiddle that has some sensory products that can really help with that. They also have something called Adapt or Wrap, which is great if you have someone with limited mobility who has a hard time dressing, lifting up their arms and things like that. So go to 4twiddles.com. That's the number 4 and then twiddles, plural.com. Let's go ahead and introduce you to our guest. So Ahmed, I'm so excited to have you on the show. We talked months ago, and between our two schedules, it took us a little while to get this up and running. But I think what you're doing is really cool. So before we dive into your business, would you please just introduce yourself to our audience?
Absolutely. Thank you for having me, Lori. I appreciate it. My name is Ahmed Srivastava, and I'm a co-founder and CEO of Go Instacare. And before I started this Go Instacare, I owned a successful home care company in Chicago, which my wife and I started and made it extremely successful. But then we had to move out of Chicago because my son's body was not liking the cold there, and we were giving him a lot of antibiotics. So we made a conscious decision to exit out of that company and move to Austin. prior to starting that company, I have 10 years of business strategy experience as well. And now I'm trying to set up Go Instacare to solve many problems that exist in the home care industry.
Well, and there are a lot of them when it comes to finding staff and stuff. That is for sure. Now, have you or your family walked a journey with someone with dementia?
So not our family per se, but like I said, I was a home care owner, right? I've owned and managed a home care company. That's where I experienced this horrible disease, dementia, and a lot of our clients were suffering from it. And one of the things I learned was, you know, people, very smart people can also, you know, get this, and then it becomes extremely challenging for their family members to deal with it. So if I want to put it short, I think everything else is hard on the patient themselves. Dementia is hard on patient as well as the family.
Exactly. So, a lot of adjusting to have to be done.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And the way you need to communicate with them, I mean, if you're okay, I can share a quick anecdote about this. So we had a client, without going into PII, right? So we had a client where we used to go, and our caregiver were supposed to introduce herself to the client every day. Hey, I'm a friend of your daughter's. I'm here to, you know, make sure that everything's okay. So this was very similar to the caregiver described to me, like this feels like the movie 50 First Dates, you know, where I'm going there every day doing the same thing over and over, you know, and then every day is exactly the same as the past day. So that was quite interesting.
Very much so. And it is important to be able to have a strategy for sure. Let's talk about Go Instacare. What motivated you to start this? Typically, there's something that pushes you over the edge, you know, to move forward with something like this.
Yeah, thank you for asking that. Go Instacare is very near and dear to my heart. So after exiting from the previous home care company, I moved to Austin, like I said, and then, you know, I was trying to figure out what my next project needs to be. And I didn't want to go back to corporate and work in a cube. So one day while talking to my wife, you know, we kind of figured that, hey, we've run this company. We've seen so many challenges, both for caregivers as well as for the seniors. Why not build something that can solve problems for both? And that's what we're trying to do with Go Instacare. We're building a platform that not only saves a lot of money for seniors, up to $20,000 to be, you know, to be more exact, and it also helps the caregivers to make extra money as well. So it's a platform that is solving multifaceted problems, and it's an end-to-end solution that doesn't exist in the market. So and it's all free. So that's the best part. So what motivated me was all the problems that existed in this industry, and we are ensuring that we come up with a system that can solve, if not all, majority of them.
Okay. So when you're talking about the senior and you're talking about, you know, the carer, which would be somebody who would be hired to assist that senior, I'm assuming, are you looking at just families or are you looking at businesses tapping into this as well?
So we have a separate platform for home care companies as well. Home care companies can also hire some of the caregivers through our platform.
Okay. There's just such a dynamic there. Do you ever get housing communities at all that are interested?
Haven't explored housing community yet. But right now we are trying to help all the families that are looking for caregivers. So this platform fits very well for respite care. Anyone who is looking for a short break, right, can find a caregiver quickly on our platform. Maybe they're going on a vacation, they can find a caregiver quickly. And this also works for regular care, right? If you want to find a regular caregiver, you can find that too. But this is fitting extremely well. That's what I've found so far, that people are liking this for smaller places. Because, so if you think about it, if, you know, quote unquote, we're building an Uber for caregiving with a hint of Match.com. So we want to make sure everybody's compatible and it's a fast system where all the caregivers are online, ready to talk to the senior or their family member. And they can cut short the search time from 10 days average to maybe 2 or 3 hours.
Wow. Is this something that's national, international, or just certain states or cities? What's your promise there for location for people to be able to tap into this?
That's a great question. So right now we have started in Texas. We want to make sure that we build a solid platform. We make sure all the kinks from the platform are taken out. You know, we want to make sure there's enough population of caregivers in a certain area before we go into a different market. So while we're building our caregiver database, we need to ensure that we have enough caregivers, and then we go to the clients and say, hey, come and use our platform. So right now we're in Texas. We want to expand to other states very soon. The next state is going to be Florida, then Illinois. And then Arizona. And then, you know, as soon as we have covered these 4 or 5 major states, we're going to expand it to all over US.
Okay. Would you see this being something that's franchised, or is this just, you know, kind of an online matching service, kind of like you said, like with dating?
Yeah. So it's kind of funny. When I was working in this, when I was handling the home care agency, one of the things that we got a lot of praise about in our client, when we were trying to sign up the client, was that when we asked those questions, right, what is your mom's personality like? What kind of food does she like? What kind of language does she prefer? What kind of friends did she have? Right? People really love that concept that we're asking all of those questions to understand who my mom and dad are, right? And how, what kind of person would they gel with? And we went back and then we looked into our caregiver sheets and found out that, okay, this person, this caregiver is going to fit very well with this family or this person. So that's where this idea came about. And now we have brought all of those concepts and created a really cool algorithm to make sure we match a caregiver with the client. And the top four or five people that you're going to see on the list are going to be really good matches. So what we're thinking about is we want to come with a solution that can suggest you three or four caregivers, which is very similar to your eHarmony and Match.com kind of concept, where you get three or four matches. And then when you talk to those people, you're like, wow, yeah, they really, you know, our personalities really gel. So that's the concept that we're trying to bring here. Okay. And we call it personality mapping.
Okay. And when you talk about respite, are you talking about short term, a few hours, or could somebody go on vacation for 2 weeks and have somebody 24/7 with their person? I mean, it's going to depend on what the person's needs are, of course.
Sure. Both. So we do have a shift can be created from anywhere from 15 minutes to 24 hours. Right? You can create all the way. And then, you know, if you want to create more shifts, there are different features that can allow you to continue to make more shifts. So it all depends on the person's need. If somebody needs few hours in a day, every day, they want to, you know, go to the gym or run to a doctor or whatever, then they can hire somebody for that regularly. Or if they want to find someone really quickly in their neighborhood and say, hey, can you come to my house for a couple hours? You know, that can also be done.
Okay, because that's really important. I mean, I know a lot of these companies, you know, it's a 2 or 3 hour, sometimes 4 hour minimum,
yes,
not 15 minutes. So that's a huge, huge difference.
Absolutely. That's a problem in the industry, right? This is a problem that, okay, we used to get a lot of calls. Can we get someone 2 hours in the morning, 2 hours in the evening? And we just couldn't work that because, you know, there are a lot of things that we have to handle as an agency. Whereas here, you can have a list of 20 caregivers that are available in the morning, some other 20 caregivers that are available in the evening, and you can create a combination. And, you know, it's pretty easy that way. And we have about 3,000 caregivers in Texas alone. So, you know, there are a lot of choices. And every caregiver on our platform is background checked at this point. We are very soon, we're going to bring training in the mix as well. So there's going to be a badge of trained caregiver as well. So if somebody wants to hire a caregiver for a specific thing, you know, bed to wheelchair transfer or whatever, they can review the type of training this person has received and hire them for their specific use.
Okay. So in terms of type of care, is, you know, there's like non-medical, which is more personal, you know, making meals, doing laundry, cleaning, getting them to appointments, you know, showering or maybe changing briefs and those types of things, or delivering medications. What all types of services can be provided through your service?
Yeah, so at this point, we're all strictly non-medical. So okay. no administration or dissemination of medicines, right? But showering doesn't come under medical practices, right? This is all non-medical still. So all activities of daily living, companionship, making sure seniors are safe, you know, taking them to doctor's appointments, any kind of non-medical services that you can think of that fall under the umbrella of non-medical home care, that's what we're focusing on.
Okay, because I know a lot of times people look at showering because it's just a privacy issue that they look,
yes,
at it being bumped into that next category and stuff there.
Right.
So that's
right.
That's good to know. So thank you for clarifying that. In terms of time points, so if I went in and was looking for somebody and I was in Texas, which is your area right now, what types of things would you ask from me, you know, in order to make a match? Can you disclose that so I know what I anticipate?
Yeah, absolutely. So we would ask you, I don't remember everything that we asked on the app, but we asked, you know, some of the main points that we would ask is, do you have any allergies? Do you Do you have pets? Do you prefer a smoker, non-smoker, right? So there's multiple things that you can choose from. There's about, I think, about 20 different things that you can choose from. And we can ask you what your budget is, what your personality preference is for a caregiver. We can ask you, or the app asks you for, do you need a driver? Do you not need a driver? But from personality perspective, there's very important question that we ask is, what are your dislikes, right? Not only what are your likes, but what are your dislikes? What are your pet peeves? So that actually helps us understand a lot more about you than what your likes are. Anything that you don't like, we don't want to match you with a person that does that. So, you know, because that ticks off seniors more than something they like, right? So we want to make sure. So there's about 20, 25 different factors that we match the seniors with the caregiver with.
Okay. And I love that you're asking the dislikes, because I agree with you. That really tells a tale very much so. And it gets people thinking about stuff that they don't normally think about either. Right. When it comes to that. Now, when it comes to driving, how is that handled for like insurance and things like that?
Yeah, so that's a good question. At this point, families are supposed to take their own insurance. We don't have a solution for that yet, but I have that in the back of my mind. In the next version or two, we're going to come up with some kind of solution where families can potentially find an insurance solution through the app, or figure out a way to partner with some kind of insurance company to get that kind of insurance. So non-owned, hired and non-owned auto, liability insurance, any other kind of insurance that is needed according to the state and federal laws, family is supposed to take that at this point.
Okay. And so then the care partner would be driving their family car then. It wouldn't be the person they're hiring bringing them around in their car.
Yeah, if I were to guess, I'm not an expert on this, but if I were to guess, I'm guessing that they will need to talk to their insurance company and say, I want to add this person in my insurance, something like that, I guess.
Okay. Yeah. And I think, you know, most companies have coverage for that as long as they're, you know, legal drivers and licensed and all of that. Yes. But it might come up, you know, do they have tickets or don't they have, you don't know nowadays. Everybody knows so much about everybody else. That right. might be something to look at. And an umbrella policy, you know, can cover a lot of things for fairly right. inexpensive amount. I'm just wondering in terms of, again, insurance, if you don't always have the same person coming all the time, you know, how complicated that could get. And again, those are one of those things you kind of got to figure out as you go, because everybody's insurance is different too.
Exactly. And insurance is such a complicated topic that, you know, it varies on a situation by situation basis. So it all depends on what your policy covers and how you can cover all of that for the person who's coming and helping your senior at home or loved one at home. So we don't have a solution to that yet on our app, but I'm sure there are solutions out there which I'm working on to find.
Okay. And then, you know, the other question is taxes, you know, mm-hmm. so do they pay you as Instacare, or do they pay the care that they're hiring directly? How does that work?
That's a great question. So on our app, like I said, it's an end-to-end solution, right? So we don't charge anything. We don't charge anything to the provider. Even for background checks, we don't charge anything to the provider. And we're trying to get training for free for caregivers as well, or at a very minimal cost of that, right? So on the client side also, we are not charging anything at this point. So to answer your question, so there's every time you book a service through the app, right? There's a payment at the end of the service. You're going to get a notification that your payment is due. So like I said, right, this is like an Uber system. So one of the problems for caregivers in the industry is they get paid every 15 days and they're living on minimum wages, right? Mm-hmm. So they need money as quickly as possible a lot of times. So what we have done is every time you work, you get paid. So the seniors or the family can get a notification, they can pay. And all of this history is built in the app. So you can ultimately, at the end of the year, You can go and download all the things that you have done. And we're working on a report to get to, you know, just click a button and all of your history, payment history can be downloaded. So that's how that you can give to your CPA and they can easily calculate your taxes.
Okay. So the person you're hiring, they pay their own taxes, the family.
They pay their own taxes, yes.
Okay.
So none of these guys are our employees. They are their own independent contractors, and families are basically hiring them. Oh. We are simply making sure that there's a good match, and the match is happening with caregivers that are available to work with you, and you know, make sure that they are background checked.
Okay, sounds good. Well, if you are just tuning into us right now, we have been talking with Admin, who is the founder of InstaCare, which is a really cool concept to help families find caregivers or care partners, care companions that they can hire for respite care or companionship care, which is really, really important. They also work with home care. They're specifically in Texas right now, but looking to expand into some other areas, and are kind of run like an Uber. So it's, you know, you pay that person directly for every time they work, which makes a lot of sense. And is very helpful for those doing the work. Everybody wants to get paid instantly these days, that's right, for sure. And you can check out their website at goinstacare.com. And there you will find they have an app for a link for families as well as providers. And it works both with, you know, your Apple and your Android system. So that is great as well. And we'll have all this in the show notes so you can be able to link out to those. I do want to introduce you before we go back to our conversation to a webmaster called QBlocks that is absolutely fantastic. And then we will be right back. I also want to introduce you all to QBlocks. They have been absolutely excellent to deal with. They have been in business for 18 years and they serve the globe. I can't say enough good things about this company. I've had a lot of bad experiences. I don't know about you with tech companies. They have made a very complicated process very easy, and their staff is so kind, so polite, so respectful to work with. And you know, when I am frustrated and ready to pull my hair out, they just smile and tell me everything's going to be okay. And they really are just on top of the communication, which alleviates so much stress as an owner when you're dealing with tech issues. You can get a 10% discount. Visit them at QBlocks, that's QBlocks.com. Or you can email them at letstalk@qblocks.com. For that 10% discount, just put Lori, Lori, in the inquiry form. And again, I don't think you'll be disappointed. I surely haven't been. I can't rave enough about this company. And that's kind of rare these days. So another question that I want to address with you, because I think this is such a need, and it seems like it's really simple. I mean, people are used to, you know, Grubhub and Uber and Lyft and being able to pay this way and getting things that you want and need instantly. I think it's a brilliant, brilliant idea, especially when staff is so hard to find. I mean, I do a lot of work with support groups and stuff, and one of their number one complaints today is, I need respite help. And adult day, you know, if they want respite, they have to have a package deal, and they find that the time period isn't even long enough, because by the time they drive them there and then they go do what they need to do, they have to turn around and go back and pick them up. And I really like that you know, they can do something as short as a 15-minute increment. I mean, that's like unheard of. So that's a massive, massive benefit. And yet, if somebody is going away for vacation for 2 weeks, that's something that can be handled as well with that. You can really customize what somebody needs. How are the consultants, those that are being hired, how are they looking at this program? What are their thoughts about it compared to kind of the regular, you know, jobs that are out there for them?
So with consultants, you mean caregivers, right? The,
yep.
The people who are going to work. Yeah, so they're liking it. They're loving it. In fact, we have a 4+ rating on Google. Many caregivers have given us a lot of good feedback. They love the part that they're their own boss, right? They can decide their own rates. So we don't control the rates, right? They can decide whatever they think they can earn. There's a lot of flexibility in the app. So think about it, one example where a caregiver is, let's say, living in Dallas right now and working for a home care company, and now they want to move to Austin. In today's environment, if they were working for a home care company, they have to quit that company, find another home care company in Austin, and have to go through the whole spiel of, okay, you know, doing the background check and training and whatnot, right? So with our app, all they need to do is change their address. Now they're going to start showing up in Austin clients list. So it's that simple, right? We have kept all of this in a very simple way. They simply need to change their address. If somebody is having a work-life balance, if somebody is going on vacation, a long vacation, they want to work, you know, they're getting bored. 2 days they want to work, they just log into the app and voila, you have various shifts, right? If you want to go offline, there's a button. You just simply go offline and nobody is going to bother you anymore. So there's a lot of flexibility built into it. They can be their own boss. They can make extra up to $10,000. There's a lot of work-life balance. They get paid faster. And there's a lot of flexibility in choosing clients. This is very important, Lori. So the client preference in today's environment while working with agencies is not there. So you can say, you know, the supervisor might ask you a couple of times, hey, do you want to work with this type of client? Hey, I need you for that type of client. Can you work there? You may say no a couple of times, but if you keep on saying, no, I don't want to work with this client or that client, the supervisor is ultimately going to say, I don't want to give this person any shift, right? Because there's no flexibility, right? They've never helped me. So in our app, if a client sends a request, the provider has complete control over saying, no, I don't want to work, right? Or decline that request. Up to that point, there's no negative point. So we're treating everybody as human being here because it's also caregiver's choice if they want to work with the senior or not, if they can do a good job with them. If there's no compatibility, if there's no motivation for a caregiver, they will not do a good job. That's our hypothesis here. So if they have accepted the shift, if they cancel the shift, afterwards, then yes, there's negative points. But if you don't accept the shift at all, like it's like, you know, somebody giving me a job offer and I'm saying no. There shouldn't be anybody forcing me to do that job. So that's the concept that we have gone with, and caregivers are really liking that because they're in full control.
Well, yeah, and they're not. They normally don't know what they're walking into, other than what their boss told them, you know, about
right.
the individual. And we all know in the industry, both in housing and in home care, sometimes people want the clients and stretch the truth a little bit right. in terms of what the situation can be. Now, you had mentioned, because I know this will perk a lot of people's interest, where you said that they could make up to $10,000 more than what they're making. How is that?
Yeah, I think that's a good question. So, you know, the average family spends about $65,000 a year on this, on senior care. That's just average, right? In today's environment, caregivers in some states, caregivers are getting somewhere around $15 an hour. On this app, they can choose to make $20 an hour, for example, right? So they're their own boss. There's no nobody saying no. You can only get $15. And when you do the math, right? Very simple example I'm going to give you. An agency is charging $30 to a senior. Out of that $30, and these are very rough numbers, and there's not in a particular state, but if an agency is getting $30, $15 would be going to the caregiver's pocket. About $9 would be going in overheads, marketing, managing people and branding and whatnot. And about $6, you know, roughly about 18 or 20% goes to profits of for that home care company. So if you think about it, 9 plus 6 is going into other things that are, you know, useful for agency, but not necessarily useful for caregiver or the client. If this middle person or middle entity is not there, then this $30 could be used wisely, and the senior is now paying only $20 an hour. Caregiver, instead of making 15, they're now making $20 an hour. So seniors are making $10, saving $10 an hour. Caregivers are making extra $5 an hour. It's a win-win for both, right? So that math, based on $65,000 a year average at $30 an hour, comes out to be about $20,000 savings for seniors and about an extra $10,000 for providers. Because one is saving $10, other is making $5 extra. So that's how the math works out.
So how are you coming up with the $65,000? Because I've not heard families like spending that much on home care for the most part.
So not everybody spends that much, right? That's just an average across the U.S. So there are some companies I have seen who were spending, you know, $150,000 a year because they needed a lot of care, right? Mm-hmm. There are families who need, you know, maybe 6 hour, 10 hours a week kind of care. So it all depends. So when you take the national average, I can share the link where there's a study done that says that families in America are spending somewhere around $50,000 a year on senior care.
Okay, because I can see that with senior communities, and that even running even more, you know, yeah. On that. And so that's where I was trying to wrap my my head around that. But I can understand the breakdown, and I know here. You know, I've been hearing from people that, you know, they're charging more, $35 to $45 and some even $50 an hour.
Wow.
Yeah, for care. And then again, you know, the person out there really doing the work's not getting the majority of it, needless to say.
So in general, if I have to generalize this very crudely, right, I would say about 50% of what seniors paying is going into caregiver's pocket, and then the rest is getting absorbed by overheads as well as the profit for the agency.
Which makes sense. Now you said that you don't charge anything for, you know, your system. How do you stay afloat then? Or is this just a goodness of your heart, or you're anticipating and making changes in the future? Can you give us some insights into that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. So we have some premium features that are coming in. We want everyone to understand the system. Also, it's not an easy system to figure out also, because they have to ensure they have insurances. They have, you know, proper things in place. But the whole system is free at this point, right? So for caregivers, I'm hoping that we never have to charge anything to caregivers. Mm-hmm. We're not a nonprofit company, obviously. We want to make profit. But one of the models that you asked about and answered is we have a system for home care agencies as well. So the caregivers that are not maybe getting jobs through the app, directly through the seniors, could work with home care companies. And the home care company model is not free. Every time somebody wants to look at the contact information of a caregiver, they have to pay $1. That's also very cheap, but you know, that's the system we've created. So every time, you know, we actually literally have a saying on the app, hire a caregiver, not on the app, but on the website, hire a caregiver for just $1. So they can literally, and all of these phone numbers and email addresses are verified. So it's not like all junk data, right? So to answer your question, we do have premium features. We have a payment model from the agencies, and we may bring something to this, to the free model at this point, may bring something, some kind of payment, maybe $1 per shift or something. But it's gonna be extremely minimal for families because, you know, the whole concept here is keep caregivers happy, keep clients happy, and the system does work. All the numbers have been crunched already. I'm a numbers guy. I worked in corporate for 10 years in business strategy, so I understand numbers pretty well. So when I look at all the numbers, it is a profitable proposal, and the whole system is profitable. It's just that right now we just want to make sure that everybody understands how this can work. And we want to shake the industry a little bit, right? We want to make sure that these home care industries, the whole home care industry sees a shift in the consumer mindset as well, that, hey, I don't have to pay $30 if I can get a background checked, trained, drug tested person in my house. Then why do I need to pay $30? Maybe just the insurance piece is something that is missing here, but maybe I can get insurance on my own.
Well, and this is such a huge, massive industry too. And I'm like you, just because numbers are big. I know people look at numbers are big, lots of money to be had, but I look at it as lots of people to be served, and it doesn't have to break the bank for everyone.
Right.
You know, people can still make a good living. Things can even out. You know, one of the complaints that I hear from both housing and home care is, oh my gosh, we're paying these agencies to fill. So now they're paying even more money to get filled. And so, I mean, it's pushing the cost of care up to the point where families can't even afford it. And they're going to end up losing clients, you know, with this. And, you know, that's not what everybody wants either.
Yeah, Lori, you're absolutely on point on that. And that's what broke my heart. One of the incidents I will never forget is one of the clients that I was working with. We were providing him care. He just got released from nursing home after a fall. He had some kind of insurance, and we you know, kept on providing service. His insurance ran out, and we tried to, you know, cover it, but, you know, we obviously couldn't cover it for free. We tried to see if any of his friends would help. Nobody came to his rescue, and ultimately the services were stopped. Mm-hmm. So that broke my heart, that the person runs out of money and we just couldn't do anything. That's why I want to create a system that is not built on greed. It's built on, let's get the waste out. Let's not worry about, I want to build my brand. That's why I want to spend $100,000 on, you know, Google ad and this and that. Why? We can just create a simple system, have everybody find each other, and just charge a dollar for every time you book a shift, and you're done.
Well, and that makes people want to book more shifts, you know, when it's economical, when it's something easy to be able to utilize, that makes a huge, huge difference. I mean, I think of when Uber and Lyft first started, people were like, oh, I don't know, this technology thing. And then it was like, oh my gosh, I love this technology thing. This was really slick and really, really easy. And so there's that learning curve. There's that trust curve, you know, with it all. And, you know, my financial information is going to be out there. Is it going to get hacked? I mean, all of those things come into play with all of this. But the most difficult thing, you know, and again, this is what I hear through my support groups is, gosh, I can't even get somebody from a home care agency out for 2 weeks to even interview us to see if we're a fit with their company. And then they're telling us it can be 2 to 4 weeks out before they'll secure somebody who can handle us. That's a long wait period.
It is. It is. Absolutely. And you are hitting every point, you know, on the you know, you're on point in, on everything, right? So yes, home care agencies don't want anyone for less than 4 hours or 3 hours per day. They don't want smaller cases, because then it ends very quickly and there's nothing for them, right? So, and that's what we are trying to do. We are trying to change that paradigm. And then if you think about it, when Uber and Lyft type of companies came, the last thing on your mind nowadays when you have to go to the airport is, oh, I need to book a taxi. Long time, like maybe 10 years ago, we used to book the cab a night before, a couple nights before, a day before. Now that's like, okay, I'm ready, packed. Now I have to go to the airport. Let me book a taxi. That's what we want to do. Okay, I'm coming home. I want to make sure that I have a caregiver in place, and let me just book one. So that's the kind of model we are going with. We're hoping that that'll work. It all depends on the caregivers as well. But the other thing that works out in all of this, I think you touched upon that, is about the financial information. So we have created a very secure and very easy to use financial system. We're not asking for any of the information, all of this information. So we have provided you know, clients can make payment through PayPal, through Venmo, through Cash App, or through just writing a check to the caregiver directly. So all of those options are there, and we're not asking for your credit card information and all of that stuff. So payments are very secure. caregivers get paid right away in their PayPal and all those accounts, and it's a pretty easy system to use.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-494-8310. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-494-8310. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-494-8310.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
The other thing I'm thinking with all of this, too, is this can reduce hospital time. I mean, one of the problems I hear from so many people is someone's in the hospital and they can't come home because they don't know where they're going to land or there's nobody there to assist, you know, in that process. And I would think the hospital insurance agencies would be all over this to help reduce some of those costs as well, because I can't tell you how many people are. We don't know where we're going to go. We don't know what we're going to do. And this could really, really help out with a lot of this stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is how the system came about. When we were talking about this, my wife and I, you know, we were like, in general, when we used to get calls, everybody was under panic, right? Oh, your Medicare is going to run out. Nursing home cannot keep you anymore. You have to pay X amount out of pocket. And families are freaking out at that point. Hey, I need a home care person tomorrow. Otherwise, you know, it's going to be a disaster. And there's kind of a weird system out there where the nursing homes cannot release a person without securing a home care, and their insurance is running out. So we want to kick you out, but we can't. You have to do this, this, and this, and within 24 hours. And it's not home care agency's fault either, because they don't have people sitting on bench, right? They have to find the right fit also, and then they need to ensure that this person can do the job that the family is looking for. So it takes that 10 days of time to find that type of caregiver, do the background check, ensure that that person is all, you know, in the system, and then they send the person to the family. So there's a lot of frustration on everybody's mind at that time when somebody's getting released. So that's why we created this system, so that you can go here, you have tons of choices, right? In your zip code, when you try, within 20 mile radius, you'll get a lot of caregivers and you can talk to those. And there's a video call facility. So you call the caregiver right now, right? You want a caregiver, you have a list of all these caregivers that are available to work. You call that person right now, they pick up, you do a video interview. If you want to do an in-person, you can do that, and you hire them. It's that simple.
Well, that was going to be one of the questions is, you know, when you get an Uber, you're like, okay, they're in my area, boom, booking you, you know, they tell you how much it's going to be roughly from A to B and, you know, what kind of car they drive, and you see a picture of them and just boom, you know, there's not a whole lot of in depth. So my question was going to be, how do you find them? You know, do you call them? Can they video conference with them? Because I'm a person, I read a lot, you know, through just through the nonverbals and things like that. Or, you know, you mentioned they could come out to the house as well, which is going to slow your time up a little bit. But again, you're talking about a person, a human being here that you're caring for. So you have to be comfortable in terms of making that decision. Know with that, so they really have all three of those alternatives to be able to.
Yes, okay. They can chat, they can call, they can you know, first of all, you choose from all the filters, right? So you put all right filters, budget, male, female, training, and all kinds of experience and all kinds of stuff. You get a list, and then you figure out, okay, this person I like, I'm going to call them or I want to text them, and then you do that, and they respond to you. You start a conversation via chat, or if you want to call them directly, you can. And you can do an audio call or video call, and then you can see whether you like that person or not, right? If you like them, you just hit a button and select them. It gives you a summary, and you send the request. Again, if you like them, doesn't necessarily mean they like you. So if they don't like you, they may just decline your service, right? So at that time, you have to restart the search. But that option is there because we want to make sure it's both people are ready to work with each other. If not, then this is not going to work. Because in Uber, you can survive with that driver for 30 minutes. But in this case, you may be working with a person for 8 to 10 hours a day. And you want to make sure that that person is ready to work with you.
So can as a family, can you block them? And as a care partner for hire, can you block them without the other person knowing so you don't get pulled up and then have to say, no, this isn't going to work? I mean, as a family member, you just don't call them. But as a carer in terms of that match, just not wanting their name to come up and then, having them reach out again and go, oh, I don't want to work with them. You know, do you not answer the call? Because not answering the call isn't a good reflection on your whole business versus I just don't want to be pulled up for this person anymore type deal. Is that something that's worked into the system yet or could be?
Laura, you should be hired as my my solutions architect as well. So no, so part of it is already included. So clients can favorite a caregiver, they can block a caregiver if they like, and if somebody is giving them a hard time in the past, they can just, there's a survey at the end of the shift where you can say, do you want to see this person ever in your list? If they say no, then they will never show up in your list. They just go into blocked. But from caregiver's perspective, we haven't thought about giving them an option to block a client yet. But that's a very easy fix. And I think we're gonna roll that out in the next, maybe next to next version, because next one is coming up soon. So after this version, I think we're gonna bake that feature into it. So thank you for that.
Yeah, well, and if it's used enough or not, I think it would be an added benefit that would be perceived. You know,
Absolutely.
From people, because that's a tough thing to say no. Now, you had said families can rate them. How does that work? Is it, do they go to Google? Is it within the system itself? So let's say somebody wants to hire me. They can see how many stars I have or how many people I've worked with, or how does that work?
Yeah, absolutely. So once you finish a shift, once the caregiver finishes a shift, they log out. Mm-hmm. And as soon as they log out, you get a client gets a notification that this person is logged out. This is your total. Mm-hmm. And then they get a pop-up where they have to give a feedback. So there are multiple questions. You have a star rating, then you are asked a couple of questions, and then you have an option to pay right now. So you can click on that, and then it gives you all the options that are allowed by the caregiver to accept the payment. So and if you want to go on Google but on Google, there's no information for that caregiver on Google, right? So within the app infrastructure, you're going to provide a star rating to the caregiver. That star rating is displayed to other people, but it doesn't say who the star rating is from. So that your privacy is protected, but you know, the rating is ultimately averaged out and you will know. And then obviously we show higher ranked, higher starred people at the top, and then lower starred people slowly will keep on going at the bottom of the list and ultimately will not be getting a job. So we want all good people to come together and help each other.
Okay. When a client is, you know, gets their final bill and can go ahead and rate somebody for a testimonial and stuff, is there also an option to get back to you? So if they, you know, had an issue and just said, you know, this might make the process simpler, you know, so that they're giving you feedback. Is that in part of that as well? I'm just a big feedback girl, so I just think that.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's a good question. So yes, there is. So there is a contact us button. You can just simply click on that. There's a text box. You can enter whatever you'd like, and that comes directly to me. So there's nobody else handling that. I will be making sure that, you know, everybody's voice is heard, all the features are there. If there's practical problem happening in the field, I would like to know that so that I can find a solution. And having experienced all of this for 5 to 7 years, I kind of understand where they're coming from. So it is not very difficult. We have kept the systems very flexible, so we can easily bake that into the system.
Okay, wonderful. So what's the best way for people to reach out to you? Is that to go to the website, which is goinstacare.com, or do they go to, you know, the app for Android or ISO?
So they can do either. So they can go to, and they can simply send us an email also on support@goinstacare.com. That's also an option. So they can go to goinstacare.com website, and there's a contact us button. They can click on that. They send an email. Again, it comes to me. They can go on app. If they have an account, they can simply click on contact us. Again, that email comes to me. Or they can just go in their inbox and type support@goinstacare.com and send me an email directly.
Okay. So if I was interested, I could go to the Apple store and just put in Go Instacare and the app would pop up. Is that correct?
That is correct. So for people who are looking for care, the app is called Go Instacare. For people who are looking for jobs, the care providers, the app is called Go Provider. And both of them are available on their Google and Apple stores.
Good point. Well, anything that we haven't covered? I just think this is really exciting.
Yeah, thank you for that. No, it's been a wonderful conversation. I'm so happy to talk about all this, and you've actually helped, you know, and in some of the features also. So I appreciate your feedback on that as well. And I think a couple of things that you talked about, which I had never thought about, was saving costs for hospitals or nursing homes, right? Those things, I think, could actually be a very good strategic partnership for us as well. If somebody wants to reduce that, we could potentially do a test as well. And this is all for free for everyone, right? So I want to make sure that everybody understands that this is a free app where you don't have to pay anything to us. And for agencies can hire a caregiver for just a dollar. They can go and they can get a phone number, a verified phone number, verified email, with a background check caregiver for just a dollar. So if they're spending a lot of money in finding caregivers on Indeed and Google and Facebook and other platforms, they can simply go to our platform, goinstacare.com, click on I'm a home care agency, and then they'll be guided through the steps to find a caregiver. They simply need to sign up and find a caregiver.
Fantastic. On alzheimerspeaks.com, you know, we have our free educational resources. So if people are looking for, you know, some tips, we have all kinds of different things to help families and help professionals give care, from tools to radio shows like this, to dementia chats where the people with dementia pick the topic and talk about it, to dementia and the arts. There are just so many different things out there that people can download for free, communication tips and things like that. Feel free to tap into those as well, because that's what they're there for. You know, they don't do any good if they just sit on the site. You know, we want people to be able to use those. Well, Amit, I can't thank you enough for your time and in your energy and your passion to create something to meet a need in healthcare, because this is a huge, huge need. And it's something that's an economical one that lifts everybody up and lifts them together, which to me is really important. The other, you know, we had mentioned nursing home and hospital, but transitional care as a whole, because there's some of those just there by themselves. I think that would be another great, great spot as well to be placed. And I can see you going to them and going, okay, yeah, that's great. But then we want a percentage. And it's like, you're already getting a percentage. If we're opening up a bed, you can bring somebody else in, and it's going to reduce the work on their staff, because so right. often their staff, you know, and I've seen this over and over again, they're telling people, it's your responsibility. And I go, you call them back and you say, no, it's their responsibility to help you right. find placement, you know, right. but they're really pushing that on families. And I've seen it to the point where I'm worried for some of the family care partners that they're going to have a heart attack because they don't know how to do this. They don't know how to maneuver, and the stress levels gets so high.
Absolutely. Yes. Yes. To everything you're saying, Lori. So, I really appreciate your time. You're a wonderful person. I've seen a lot of work you have done, a phenomenal work you're doing. And we all thank you for all the work you're doing.
And to our listeners, you know, I always ask you to be a giver of hope. And the way you can do that is just by liking, clicking, and sharing this information. You don't know who in your sphere of influence needs this information. And one of the ways that we can reduce stress, that we can help people live a better life, is by disseminating this information. Again, it takes very little time. It costs you not a nickel, but it can be a powerful impact. So, you know, pass it along and help somebody out. We'll talk to you all later. Thanks so much. Bye now.
Hi, this is Suzanne Newman, host of the Answers for Elders podcast and radio show. We are the North Star that guides you through the complicated journey of senior care with trusted experts in money, law, living solutions, and more. So join us on this station, your favorite podcast channel, or just go to answersforelders.com. Meet the way showers who will help your journey a lot easier.